Podshow is pleased to bring you the following killer content direct from the all-new feature-rich podshow.com. Get it, play it, dig it.
Windy City Radio.
Amazing. Lesbians are all the rage. We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Radio.
We are talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Peter Maverick.
I'm Amy Matheny. Windy City Radio is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Bud Light, always worth it. American Airlines, offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aavacations.com/rainbow. And LaSalle Bank. LaSalle Bank, making more possible.
Listening to Windy City Radio, I'm Amy Matheny, and a little bit of hiccup of music of the Go-Go's. That's right, Kathy Valentine of the Go-Go's is going to be on with me tonight, and the Go-Go's are coming for the month of June to the House of Blues, June 30th, and we're going to be sending two lucky listeners off to the House of Blues, June 30th, to see the Go-Go's. God, we have been in such an 80s flashback here at Windy City Radio. And, you know, it's really been fun because last week we had Berlin on and we've had, interviews with Bananarama. And it's just, it's bringing back so many memories. I cannot even tell you of 80s clothes and 80s hair and driving around in my convertible. And, gosh, not a care in the world, not a care in the world, the 80s. Hey, also tonight we are going to be talking about, did you love camp when you were growing up? Well, if you did, the, camp directors of Camp Camp. Yes. So nice they named it twice. Camp Camp. It is camp for adult GLBT folks, and it's a summer camp experience. It's exactly what you remember, except we're all grown up. Wow, that's going to be a naughty camp. And gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people all over a campground. And we're going to tell you more about how you can sign up, and you can check out their website at campcamp.com. And also tonight, the new About Face Theater show called Monsieur Proust, starring Mary Beth Peel. You may have known her from Grams on Dawson's Creek, but she has an illustrious theatrical career, and it is a one-woman show, fantastically created by About Face Theater, the award-winning gay theater here in Chicago, and it is being presented at the Steppenwolf Theater. So we're going to have a couple pair of tickets for that as well. God, what a big night. Speaking of theater tonight, the Tony Awards, and let me tell you, it seems like the Drowsy Chaperone was just going to sweep everything there for a minute, but then some of those Jersey Boys, those cute Jersey Boys, came back to win a couple of awards, acting awards, and then to take the whole big prize home. Chicago's own Felicia Fields did not win tonight, but was a nominee for Best Featured Actress in a Musical, and of course, Oprah Winfrey got sounded out with much praise by LaShawn's as she took home the Best Actress Award in a Musical, playing the role of Celie, which is from The Color Purple by Alice Walker. And The Color Purple is coming to Chicago with Broadway in Chicago next year. And it is a fantastic show. Just saw it 2 weeks ago. Just met Miss Little LaShawn's. And she is cute, 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 and talented, oozing out of her pores. But I can think of no better way to start kind of the whole Gay Pride Month experience than the Tony Awards. It is truly the amount of gay people that they have on those few hours of television. If you just spread them out over an entire year, that would be almost more than they have collectively for the rest of the entire year of network programming. It's pretty phenomenal. Cynthia Nixon kissing her very, very butch redheaded girlfriend. I'm telling you, Josh, did you ever think that one of those Sex and the City girls was going to be a lesbian? You know, they dabbled in it.
You never know.
You love the lesbians.
I do. I seen it in the show.
Yep.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
More power to her.
More power to her. Well, she looked lovely last night, Cynthia Nixon winning as well. But, yeah, it is just a very gay experience. And I love that about the Tony Awards. But hey, you know, a lot of gays go into the theater. I got accused by my father one time when I came out to him. He said, "That's cause you do all that theater." He called it theater, though. He said, "You're a lesbian because you do all that theater." Hey, folks, something else that is making this, kicking off this week, that just says like a big old loud bell that Gay Pride is here with us, is Madonna is coming to town this week. She is in concert all week long, it seems like, at the United Center. I think they should just play Madonna. Can they just hop her up on Red Bull and just do one continuous concert for like 5 to 7 days? Then everybody would have seen her. Everybody would be happy. And she could, you know, then go on to the next city.
You think she'll make it through without any problems?
I don't know. You know, I'm too cheap to buy tickets. So if somebody wants to take me, if you're listening and you want to take me to Madonna and you have great seats, then I'll go with you. That's my prerequisite right there, though. You have to have great seats. But, you know, I'm a fun date. I'm a cheap date and a fun date. You just got to buy me a $350 Madonna ticket. Yeah, I don't know. I hear that, like, you know, she's self-crucified herself on stage. That's one image now during this show. You know, a lot of equestrian stuff since she had her little spill off the back of a horse. That's some other imagery going on there. And also, there is a, you know, supposedly, like this whole incident of her, I don't know, singing some songs and victims of AIDS or something flashing behind her. And I mean, I love Madonna. I do. But $350 a ticket and you're going to flash sympathetic images up on the stage. It's hard to be sympathetic. I don't know. But I love her. I do love her. I wish that they would just pay my $350 a ticket so I could go see her. That would be nice, huh? I usually just wait for the HBO special. It always comes around and you can see the sweat on her body and I like that. Hey, and also what rings in Gay Pride bigger than anything this year is the Windy City Gay Idol. That's right, folks. It all comes down to this Friday night. This Friday night, we are going to be at Circuit Nightclub. That is right. Do not miss it, folks, because we have the most amazing 12 singers. I am really so excited and flattered that these people want to come out, win this title, but they're winning some amazing things. I mean, our winner on Friday night will win $1,000 cash, a pair of American Airlines tickets anywhere they want to fly. They're going to win a Bud Light Trek mountain bike, season tickets to Broadway in Chicago. They'll be seeing The Color Purple next spring. Just really an amazing, amazing grand prize package. So come on out. You have to be there by the time the first singer sings, though. And I believe we start at 8 o'clock sharp. So going to want to head on out to Circuit there at just north of Addison on Halsted. And I'll be hosting and Peter will be there and Lennox will be there and the whole gang. So come on out to Windy City Gay Idol Finals this Friday night at Circuit. And wow, show guys, it's just a really big show and lots going on. We've got some more hot topics to talk about as well. But let me tell you what else is going on in the theater scene. When we come back, we'll have Kathy Valentine of the Go-Go's, and she's on her own solo tour too. Plus, she's got some television stuff in the works. Girl is busy. Girl is busy, busy. All right, folks, we'll be back right after this.
Culture Club.
Culture Club.
Culture Club.
Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Queer.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
Club.
This is Sunday, June 11th, and you're in the Culture Club. The team that brought Chicago the critically acclaimed sold-out 2005 musical The Wild Party, one of Time Out's top 10 shows of 2005, is back to bring the exciting, poignant, and completely bizarre Carney World to light. Sideshow, a musical of freakish proportion, playing now through July 9th. For tickets to Sideshow, call the Theater Building, 773-327-5252. It's going to sell out soon. Come look at the freaks and don't miss out on the musical experience of the summer. About Face Theater presents the New York, what the New York Times calls the most intriguing new show of the summer. Mary Beth Peel and Monsieur Proust, written by Tony Award winner Mary Zimmerman and directed by Eric Rosen. The creative team behind the landmark production of 11 Roofs and Proust reunites for this spellbinding exploration of Marcel Proust's secret life as seen through the eyes of his devoted housekeeper and confidant. Performances are going on now at Steppenwolf's Upstairs Theater. For tickets, 312-335-1650 or easier, go to aboutfacetheater.com. Indulge in a thrilling story of love, lies, betrayal, and espionage with the world premiere adaptation of The Duchess of Malfi, now on stage at Writers Theater. According to the Windy City Times, the recipe is three parts blood, two parts lust, and one part deceit, all served on a skewer in this classic Jacobean revenge tragedy by John Webster. Seek no redemption here, just excesses of passion, gore, and a strong streak of very dark comedy. For more, log on to writerstheater.org. Or call 847-242-6000. Don't forget, we're giving away tickets to the About Face Theater show later on. But if you want more Culture Club, see this week's Windy City Times.
Find out what happened before Dorothy dropped in at Wicked, Chicago's newest smash hit musical and the untold story of the Witches of Oz.
Popular, I know about popular.
Popular, USA Today calls Wicked a triumph. And Time Magazine writes, if every musical had the brain, the heart, and the courage of Wicked, Broadway really would be a magical place. Now, this Grammy Award-winning blockbuster has cast its spell over Chicago. Wicked, at the Ford Center for the Performing Arts, Oriental Theater.
And nobody in all of Oz, no wizard that there is or was, is ever gonna bring.
312-902-1400 or visit BroadwayInChicago.com today. Because the longer you wait, the longer you'll wait to see Wicked. Sponsored by Chase.
What if you could automatically receive a free copy of this radio show without even thinking about it? Well, now you can. Subscribe to the Windy City Queercast at WindyCityQueercast.com, the new home of Windy City Radio. You'll never miss a single episode of one of the longest-running GLBT radio shows in Chicago history. Visit WindyCityQueercast.com and subscribe for free. Windy City Queercast. Queer. And now.
Diplomat Pharmacy introduces the HIV/AIDS Care Pack. It puts the right dose at your fingertips. Each pill cup contains all the pills you need at no extra charge. Call Diplomat toll-free at 866-500-6500. That's 866-500-6500. Or check out DiplomatPharmacy.com for more info.
Hello, Rufus. How are you?
Hi. This is Rufus Wainwright.
Oh, you're the coolest. I wonder if he sleeps in the nude.
Windy City Radio, and the people you're hearing are hot.
Listen to Rufus.
No one, I want you.
listening to Windy City Radio, the voice of the queer community here in the Chicagoland and the Midwest. I'm Amy Matheny, and hey, that's Retouch Me from Light Years, Kathy Valentine's solo CD, and it is a fantastic CD. You may know her best as the powerhouse bass player of the Go-Go's, and we played some of the Go-Go's earlier because they're coming June 30th to the House of Blues. You know, their songs are just instantly recognizable hits. They defined a generation, and with all their classic tunes, many of which Kathy Valentine was the co-composer, such as Vacation, Head Over Heels, and really just, I have such evocative memories of their music. But Kathy has gone on with her own label, her own CDs, calling up the people who really influenced her. She's had a child. She's got a new reality show she's involved with on the way. Life is living large for Kathy Valentine. I am thrilled to have her here on the show tonight. Hey, Kathy, how are you?
I'm great. What a great introduction.
Ah, well, you know, I do my best.
I was starting to feel impressed with myself. I need you to kind of come along, like walk in front of me and tell people all that good stuff.
Hey, I'd love to go on tour with you. That would be a blast. That would be a blast. How is your life right now? Am I right? It seems huge.
It's busy. It's crazy busy, but, you know, in the best possible way.
Absolutely.
So, I feel really lucky.
Well, we should say Kathy's website's kathyvalentine.com if you want to check it out. There's lots of great stuff there and adding to it all the time. And let's go back and then we're going to bring it forward. But I mean, the Go-Go's had to have just been the most just this wild ride. How did you come to be a part of the band?
Well, I joined. I was the last to join before we had a record deal or anything, but I was kind of the final link, and it was really just an accident. I ran into a couple of the girls. They'd seen me playing around town, and their bass player was sick, and they thought I would be someone that could maybe fill in. And I ran into Charlotte, actually, and she asked if I would fill in for their bass player. And I said, sure. And I didn't know how to play the bass, but I learned really, really fast, like in 3 days. And when I did the shows, it just kind of clicked, and they wanted me to stay, and I wanted to stay, and it was just ended up being a really good chemistry together.
Now, you are helping write music as well, which is, you know, it's a nice thing back then that artists actually got to write a lot of their own music. I mean, today it's, you know, they're being thrown songs by record labels, and, you know, how much influence did you all feel you had, or did you feel like because you were an all-gal rock band, did you feel like you were treated differently?
Well, I mean that was a long question. I'm not sure which part you mean. I mean, like, as far as the writing, we got signed because of our songs, and
right.
You know, so we didn't have any doubts to our abilities. We were popular, and you know, people liked the songs. That's what makes a good band, is that they have good songs. But as far as being treated differently, yeah, I mean, it was really hard to get a record deal. Most of the record companies, in fact, all of them turned us down except for IRS, which was run by Miles Copeland, and he saw something special. You know, he saw the crowds responding to us, and he thought, I'm going to give these girls a shot. You know, all these other labels are crazy. And so, yeah, that was kind of different, you know, because most bands, they have a big following, and, you know, people are excited about them, and most labels would want to jump on it, but we got told over and over, oh, there's never been a successful all-girl band, so, you know, you guys stay where you're at. We don't want to give you a record deal.
Well, and it was really revolutionary. I mean, quite pioneering what you all were doing. Who were the people that really influenced you, I mean, to pick up a guitar even and in your writing?
Well, you know, when I first started playing guitar, I was just kind of, you know, learning some chords and playing, like, folk songs or something. I was just learning an instrument, and most of the women I had seen were folk oriented, like Joan Baez and Joni Mitchell, and there just weren't that many rocker girls. In fact, I don't think I'd ever seen one until I went to England, and I was watching this show called Top of the Pops, and I saw Susie Quattro, and she was a rock star, and it had never dawned on me before that a woman could be a rock star. And I left England and got rid of that acoustic guitar as quick as I could and bought an electric guitar, and I just knew that that's what I wanted to do. And shortly after that, I heard about the Runaways, and I had this mixture of, like, relief and jealousy. It was like, no, I'm the only girl rocker. I'm the only one, except Suzy Quatro. I'm the only one in the country. And then there was the Runaways. I was like, oh, wow, they're really cool. They're really doing it. They're already a band, and they're on tour. So I was, like, really jealous. But at the same time, it was so funny because I went and saw them play, the Runaways, and I remember going up to Lita Ford and Joan Jett and saying, hey, I play guitar too. Like, aren't we a special club or something? And it was really funny. Joan was really cool, and Lita was like, so.
Oh, well, it's really exciting. We're going to give away a pair of tickets, or actually two pairs of tickets right now to caller number 10 and callers number 17. 10 and 17, 312-591-WCKG, 312-591-WCKG to see the Go-Go's on June 30th. June 30th to go on down to the House of Blues. Great place to see anyone, and what fun it's going to be to have you gals there. So caller 10 and caller 17 at 312-591-WCKG. Lennox, the intern, will take your calls. So let's move on to Light Years, which is the CD where you really get to explore, I think, a lot of your influences, because there is a really expansive amount of sound on this CD, which I really, really dig.
Thank you.
And so when you came to putting together, you know, this CD, what did you, you know, what were you starting to pull from? I know you were pulling from a lot of influences.
Well, like, a lot of people don't know, but, I mean, I'm mostly known for being the bass player in the Go-Go's, but what a lot of people don't know is that I started out as a guitar player, and every time the Go-Go's weren't working, which from 1985 till the present is a lot of the time.
Right.
You know, I would always have bands and play guitar in different bands, and I'm from Texas, so I grew up really into blues and a lot of crossing over. Like, when I grew up, we'd go see a rock band and we'd go see a blues band and we might go country dancing. I mean, we just, like, wanted to have a good time and hear good music. And so I always have had a lot of influences, but I started a blues band called the Blue Bonnets, and then I had a trio called the Delphines for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I never really wanted to make my own record, but I think when I was pregnant, I thought, oh, I'm bored, there's nothing to do. So I started doing some recording, and I thought, oh, this isn't bad. In fact, and then I started going, this is really fun. There's nobody like, kind of, a band is kind of like a committee. Like, more than one person has to think it's a good idea for it to happen.
And continuously so.
Yeah, so unless you're a solo artist, you don't really, you just grow up in this kind of imperfect democracy constantly, and that's all I'd done was be in a band. So I started enjoying being the one that could do whatever I wanted, and because of that, I think that's why the array of songs on Light Years is pretty diverse, because I could kind of do whatever song I wanted, and nobody went, oh, no, I don't want to do that. You know, it's like nobody could do that.
Right.
I could do whatever I wanted, and I liked it, and I liked it, and I loved it. No, it was really good. So I had a great time making the record, and I know tons of great musicians, so I had the best possible support and help through the whole process.
Oh, yeah. I really encourage everybody to check out Light Years. You can buy it on iTunes. You can, you know, get it in the store. It's really, really, you're going to dig it a whole lot. And
I just played in Chicago.
Yeah, I just heard that, just read that you were here at Shuba's.
Yeah, I was there, and I wish I could go back, because it's so hard when you're just, I mean, for me, it's like, when I'm a solo artist, it's like starting out. I might as well be at the very, very beginning of being a musician, which is fun. I never mind just throwing my amp in the trunk and going to play a club. I'm always about that. But as far as, like, playing other places, it's hard because, you know, people don't really know, you know, about the record, and being my own label is hard. And it's just like something I need to follow up on all the time. I need to get back there and play really quick.
Well, you're going to be back here. You're obviously not going to be playing your own stuff. That's why I'm encouraging people to give the CD a listen, because it's, I really am enjoying it. We played Retouch Me earlier in the show and, for your intro, and we'll try to play some more tracks as well. But, CD is Light Years. And just to jump ahead a little bit, now I hear that, You're going to be working with the new network, CW, which is the merger of UPN and the WB. And I'm a WB junkie, I have to say, on this new reality show. Why don't you tell everybody about it?
Well, it's still not totally like, you know, like where we're for sure it's getting made, but it's as close as you can get. And Charlotte and I came up with this idea, and it was actually 2.5 years ago, and the Go-Go's weren't doing anything, and we both are reality show freaks. You know? I mean, every show, Charlotte and I were just always blabbing about, oh, did you see what happened last night? And da, da, da. So we had this great idea where we wanted to work with Sue and Vicky from the Bangles, and the four of us would kind of search for the next all-girl band and kind of give them a chance to follow in our footsteps. Right. And we went to UPN, and they loved it right away and said they wanted to develop it. And then while they were kind of merging with the WB, it kind of went on the back burner. But then we had a great development, and we're working with one of the producers of America's Next Top Model.
Yeah.
Which is a great show.
Yeah. And,
you know, it's just wonderful to kind of get, you know, some of these shows, it's not about watching, you know, all the kind of human stuff, but it's kind of seeing a glimpse into a world that you don't always get to know about. So we're really excited, and I think it's a great project. And the Go-Go's are also doing a thing for Disney that's about an all-girl band, but it's going to be little, like, younger girls.
Oh.
And we're going to call them, and they're going to be called the Pogos, and that's going to be a similar thing in that it's a search for maybe 13, maybe 12 to 15-year-olds that can play instruments, and they're going to, we're going to help them with songs, and they're going to record some of the Go-Go songs, but they're going to be called the Pogos.
That's fantastic. You know, I mean, I think it's just so empowering what, you know, because as you were saying, you saw, you know, these women and you just never seen it before. And nowadays we definitely have women, you know, moving ahead in the music industry, even though it's still really tough, you know?
Yeah, well, that's what me and Charlotte thought when we came up with our idea was like, I mean, there was the Go-Go's and there was the Bangles, and there's been, those were the two biggest bands in 25 years. And we thought that there would be tons more.
Right.
And, you know, I've often wondered, like, why is there so few all-girl bands, especially that make it into any kind of mainstream success? I mean,
right.
And I don't mean to belittle the Donnas, who I think are fantastic.
Right.
Or, you know, there's tons of bands that are all-girls, but they're not, actually, there aren't tons. There's
right.
a handful.
Right.
I don't mean to say there's tons. There's a handful of them.
Right.
But there's not been any but the Bangles and the Go-Go's that have been kind of had the big hits and the worldwide renown and
yeah.
stuff. And that's what we want to change. And I just don't quite get it, you know. I've never been able to quite put my finger on, are they just not making all-girl bands? Do they just want to get in bands with guys? Or, you know, is the work ethic different? I mean, I was talking to Courtney Love about this about a week ago, and she's going, it's the work ethic. It's the work ethic.
Yeah. How is Courtney?
She was great.
Was she?
Yeah.
All right. We always love our Courtney update. We don't get those very often here. Well, I can't wait for you to be in town with the Go-Go's. I hope you'll come back soon. And when you do, when you come back for your solo, let me know. We'll bring you on the radio. We'll promote your gig, your solo gig as well.
Yeah.
And,
well, I love Chicago. I'm so excited to get to come back so soon.
Excellent.
And it's really one of my favorite cities, and I would live there if I wasn't such a pussy about the cold.
Well, there are many of those here, but, you know, just warm them up. Just warm them up. Hey, go check out her website, KathyValentine.com. If you don't know what she's been up to since the Go-Go's, then get in with it, folks. Get in touch, because the woman is just, she's about to influence a whole new generation. And, the new CD is Light Years, which has been out for a couple handfuls a month, but it's still a new CD. Check it out. You'll really enjoy it. KathyValentine.com. And June 30th, the Go-Go's are live at the House of Blues. Fantastic venue to see any concert. And we had a couple of winners. And if you go on to our email list, folks, we're going to give away some more tickets to the Go-Go's as well. Kathy Valentine, thanks so much.
All right. Thank you so much, Amy.
All right. And we're going to be watching for that Telvin reality show. And maybe we'll just start getting Kathy to call and give us Courtney Love updates. I would love that. Bring Courtney Love on in the studio. See, I can do that on the podcast because Courtney Love can cuss a blue streak. See? But sweet Kathy Valentine doesn't cuss a blue streak. You know, that's the problem. The problem is we got too many women that want to just be attitude kind of rockers. And then we've got girls that are just fronters for great guys bands, you know, like the Gwen Stefani's of the world. And they go off and do solo, you know, stuff and all that kind of stuff. Anyhow, got another pair of tickets later on for Monsieur Proust About Face Theater at Steppenwolf. We're going to take a quick break. We're coming back for Lennox McGee, the intern. He's going to give us his tip of the week. And then we're going to go to Camp Camp. Did you get it? Camp Camp. That's right. It's an all GLBT summer camp for the adult gay camper. And all that after this.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Edible Underwear Maker.
Mr. Edible Underwear Maker.
Your true genius combined two of man's favorite things, panties and food.
I can taste it now.
They're a snack. They're underwear. They're a snack and underwear. Brilliant.
Two treats in one.
Gorgeous grape. Rock my world raspberry. Bodacious banana.
26 flavors.
And nothing says, I want you like a man with a mouthful of underpants.
I want you, baby.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Edible Underwear Maker. Because thanks to you, when it comes to panties, extra large means extra yummy.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, Chicago, this is Sandra Bernhardt, and you're listening to Windy City Radio.
Listening to Windy City Radio. I'm Amy Matheny, and you know what that music means. No.
That means a black man's in the room.
That means a black man's in the room.
How are you, Amy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I met Anderson Cooper this week.
You met who?
Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper.
Yeah.
You're a little nasally. You got the allergies.
Allergies, kidding me.
You got the allergies.
And let me tell you, Anderson is so adorable. And he was so humble and so modest. He was great.
He is as white as pure snow.
He really is.
He's just like the little Q-tip of a cute guy, isn't he?
Yeah, and he has the bluest eyes. He's beautiful.
Does he?
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
So definitely.
What'd you say to him?
I said, hello, I'm Lennox, and
I'm Lennox the intern! That's
and what I'm a big fan, and I got really choked up and nervous, so yeah. And he was like, are you from Chicago? I was like, yep, and he just kept talking. It was good. I was really nervous,
though. Aw, that's so
cute. He's a Vanderbilt. You gotta be nervous.
You do. You do. He has great genes.
He does.
Well, that's great. Everybody should go out and get his book then, I guess, because he said hi to Lennox the intern.
Which he warrants a purchase of a book.
Yeah. There you go. That warrants a purchase of a book. So, Lennox, what are you most excited about for Pride Month? This is not your tip of the week. This is just me putting you on the spot.
For Pride Month, I think I'm the most excited about this year at Windy City Black Pride.
Yeah.
They're going to have a big event about some musicians coming in from all over the country. So, I'm excited to see some of these musicians play. And listen to him. So
yeah,
yeah.
And that's all down on the. Is that still down on the rocks?
Yeah, I think it's going to be at Montrose Beach this year.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be a really good time.
Yeah, it's
so
pretty fun down
that.
There on the rocks.
What about you, Matheny?
Oh gosh, I'm
so much gay.
I am going to be happy for July 1st. My life is about as gay as it gets. So I'm always like, what do you mean we're having a parade? A Pride Parade today. What was wrong with 4 months and 4 days ago?
It's
you
like
know,
2 weeks
I was
from now,
feeling
yeah.
like strutty and like I kind of wanted to strut down a street and there were no homosexuals around. I don't know.
None.
It's true. It's true. But no, I don't know. You know, I mean, I like gay pride for the reasons that there are usually a lot of really cool things on television and documentaries and you know, just the notice and the lifting up of gay and lesbian and bisexual and transgendered people during the month, I think, to the mainstream community is what I like the most about this month. That in the same way you have Women's History Month or Black History Month or whatever, it's like a time that hopefully some of the ignorance
yeah.
and we can take away some of the barriers and show our accomplishments. And I think that that is worth being proud of. I mean, the parties are so much fun. The parade is so much fun. You know, this year, I mean, it's going to seem like just like the whole summer is about gay pride with gay games in July mm-hmm, and
definitely.
Obviously ending in market days. But,
I was at Urban yeah. Outfitters yesterday and they have a t-shirt
that's
that
gay.
Says, it is, that says support gay rights. And I think everyone should go out and buy that shirt. It's like $24.
Hey,
it's a beautiful shirt. It's a blue shirt.
Urban Outfitters, why don't y'all send us some on down here to
Definitely.
CKG for Windy City Radio. We'll
I need
wear
an extra small.
Because he needs to show off those pectoralis muscles he's got. That's his tip of the week.
Right.
Buy your t-shirts in extra small during Gay Pride Month, says Lennox McGee, the intern. I need an extra small. What other man would be as proud of saying that as Lennox, this
just
huge smile on his face? All right, Lennox, tell me what your tip of the week is.
Well, to kick off Gay Pride, yep. I decided, recently I went to a White Sox game where they played the Oakland.
Yeah.
Whoever that's, is that from California?
A's?
Yeah.
Maybe,
yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, and so.
I'm a lesbian. I'm a Femi lipstick lesbian. What do I know? The Oakland A's sounds right. I don't know. Something like that.
Anyway, this Sunday, June 18th, they're having out at the ball game.
Right.
2006 with the Cubs versus the Tigers at Wrigley Field.
Yep.
So I thought it'd be a good time to hang out with the gays 2 weeks before Gay Pride and drink and.
On the
know.
North side.
Yeah, exactly.
You already did the South Side, huh?
Yeah, I did the
Lennox
South Side.
Did.
So I'm going to do this one again. And
balances it all out.
Yep.
Equal opportunity offender. Did the Sox win when you watched them?
They did win.
They did
they
win.
Did.
Maybe you are a lucky
I
Tasman.
Think I
am Maybe you're like a lucky charm. He's a lucky charm. Lennox McGee is a lucky gay charm. So they're going to win. If you go to Gay Days at Wrigley, then they're going to win.
They're totally going to win. And uh-huh. it's going to be ticket information. So that's, you can call this number 773-868-0005, extension 18. And the Chicago Free Press is hosting it. So
yeah.
if you want to find out more information, you can go to their website.
Excellent.
Okay.
I think that's fantastic.
And I'll wear my extra small Cubs shirt too.
There you go. There what you night, go. What day is that?
June
18th, that's Saturday.
And it's going to be at 1:20.
Saturday afternoon.
Is that Saturday?
I think so. Okay. Sunday, Saturday? I don't know.
No one knows, but
one
it's June
days.
18th at 1:20 p.m. So
I'm assuming it's a weekend.
I'd say Saturday.
It's a weekend, definitely.
I would
yeah.
say Saturday. And June 18th is a Sunday. Sorry.
Yep.
Is that right? I don't know. So
you
can have a big weekend, like Friday you go to Gay Idol and then go to the gay, you know, Wrigley Field Day, Gay Cubs Day,
and
Gay
buy your
Cubby
extra
Day.
Small t-shirts.
Cubs and the Bears. And that's a whole different kind of connotation, Josh, when we're talking about Cubs and Bears in the gay world. They're like little hairy gay men and big beefy hairy men. It's all really fun. It's all about the hair.
It is.
It's
really
what you
is.
Say. And an extra small t-shirt for Lennox McGee, please. Thank you, Lennox.
Thanks.
Hey, folks. Pride is just around the corner. And, you know, with Gay Pride, there's, you know, a lot of stories that starts to come out. But we should let you know, and not that we're trying to say, you know, call up anything that's bad, but you know, we're starting to mourn the loss of our beloved Marshall Fields, and Macy's department store, which is taking over the Marshall Fields space, has removed a window display marking Boston's Gay Pride Week after a group that opposes gay marriage complained it was offensive. The display at the downtown Boston store featured two male mannequins, one wearing a gay pride rainbow flag around his waist, next to a list of several planned Boston Pride Week events. Mass Resistance, which has campaigned against gay marriage and gay textbooks in public schools, objected to the display and said the mannequin wearing the flag had a skirt on. The group posted pictures on its website. Scores of its supporters complained to Macy's, and I guess they caved. Said the store decided to remove the mannequins but leave the list of events in order to strike a balance. Well, good for you, Macy's. That's showing tolerance. And anyhow... I don't understand it. Macy's, you're going to have to meet some middle ground when you come over and take over our beloved Marshall Fields. And hey, folks, we have celebrated in the past week the first cases of HIV prevention reported in the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention was June 5th, 1981, folks. It has been 25 years. The HIV and AIDS crisis has swarmed the globe, the pandemic. And we have seen HIV globally rise to 40.3 million people, up from 37.5 million in 2003. Folks, it is still a pandemic, and it is acknowledged most recently that China is going to be highly affected, and they're forecasting that China in the year 2010, that country may reach 10 million cases. In that country alone. Remember, folks, those who are living with this disease. Remember the protection and the ways in which you can help. And money still needs to go to AIDS and HIV organizations. This 25th anniversary is a big one. Let's scream it loudly. Let's hold it up. Let's lift it up and those who we remember. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have the members of Camp Camp, Carrie and Susan, with us, co-directors, to tell us about how GLBT people can get away from the summer at adult camp. And also, right when we come back, I'm giving away those pairs of tickets to Proust, Monsieur Proust, Steppenwolf Theater with About Face Theater producing after this.
Find out what happened before Dorothy dropped in at Wicked, Chicago's newest smash hit musical, and the untold story of the Witches of Oz.
Popular, I know about popular.
Popular, USA Today calls Wicked a triumph. And Time magazine writes, if every musical had the brain, the heart, and the courage of Wicked, Broadway really would be a magical place. Now, this Grammy Award-winning blockbuster has cast its spell over Chicago. Wicked, at the Ford Center for the Performing Arts, Oriental Theater.
And nobody in all of Oz, no wizard that there is or was, is ever gonna bring me.
Call 312-902-1400 or visit BroadwayInChicago.com today. Because the longer you wait, the longer you'll wait to see Wicked. Sponsored by Chase.
What if you could automatically receive a free copy of this radio show without even thinking about it? Well, now you can. Subscribe to the Windy City Queercast at WindyCityQueercast.com, the new home of Windy City Radio. You'll never miss a single episode of one of the longest-running GLBT radio shows in Chicago history. Visit WindyCityQueercast.com and subscribe for free. Windy City Queercast. Queer! And now...
Thank you, parents. We hope you enjoyed the fifth graders' orchestra recital.
What if wherever you went, you got more than you were expecting?
Hi, Daddy!
Hey, thanks for watching the kids.
Anytime.
How were they?
Good.
No problems?
Nope. Oh, and I taught Noah his multiplication tables, and I've got Wendy reading Shakespeare.
At LaSalle Bank, we think more is precisely what you should expect. More responsiveness, more service, more convenience. In a word, more.
Hey, Billy.
Hi, Mr. Schmidt.
What are you doing in the bushes?
Oh, I was getting your newspaper.
My newspaper?
Yeah, I must have been off balance when I threw it, and I totally missed the porch.
Oh.
I just didn't want you to have to go looking for it.
Thanks, Billy.
And with any luck, our philosophy will catch on everywhere. LaSalle Bank, making more possible. LaSalle Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Secure yourself to heaven. Hold on tight, the night has come. Fasten up your earthly burdens. You have just begun.
Hey, this is Amy Ray from the Indigo Girls, and you're listening to Windy City Radio.
And you are listening to Windy City Radio. I'm Amy Matheny. We should say that the Senate Wednesday rejected a constitutional amendment to ban same-sex marriage. Thank you for moving those right-wing views off the Senate floor. We appreciate that. And hey, folks, we've got two pairs of tickets to give away to Monsieur Proust, starring Mary Beth Peel. This is from the award-winning director, Tony Award-winning director Mary Zimmerman. It's about face theater production at Steppenwolf Theater. You don't get better creed than this, folks. I've got two pairs of tickets to the About Face Theater show, Monsieur Proust at Steppenwolf, to callers 5 and 10 at 312-591-WCKG, 312-591-WCKG. Lennox the intern, he'll take your calls, 312-591-WCKG. Those tickets are valued at over $80 each. And hey, folks, did you love summer camp? I have to tell you, I was a huge camper. I loved camp. I went to camp in North Carolina for 8 years. I was a counselor in training. We called those CITs. I was a counselor. Went to an all-girls camp. Now, if I'd known then what I know now, I always said, God, so many of my years surrounded by women, and I was clueless. But since 1997, Camp has offered a fun vacation for GLBT, for the GLBT community. It's a sleepaway summer camp like you remember, except it's adult queers. How fabulous is that? And I'm very excited to have co-directors Carrie Riffle and Susan Klink. I love that she's got like a little nickname, because you got to have like the counselor directors that have the nickname. Susan Klink, Klinkenbeard, on with me tonight to tell us about Camp Camp. Hey, how are you?
Hey, Amy.
It's good to have both of you with me.
Good to be here.
So let's start. Susan, Klink. I'm going to call you Klink. I like this.
That's fine.
Klink, how did Camp Camp come about?
Well, our founder and first director, Bill Cole, had this dream where he wanted a space that would be safe and embracing for all kinds of people, gay, lesbian, bi, trans, but also all the different kind of people within those communities. So he came out kind of late in life. He was in his 50s, and he was walking down Commercial Street in Provincetown. And he said he started to cry. He's looking around, and he's saying, how will I ever fit in here? You know, the kind of stereotype of bars and booze and perfect bods and all that. And he had been a camper from a long way back, and he just launched this dream. He got this idea that he wanted to start a summer camp for gay adults. Hmm. And he brought it to pass, and it's been going strong for 10 years now, and it's great. It's like being a kid, only with a few things thrown in that are even better, like good food.
Good food. See, we always had, we just would reach as fast as we could for the piece of toast with the melted cheese, with the one slice of bacon. Sometimes it had a tomato slice on it, but it was not really always the prettiest tomato. Mm-hmm. So the good food has got to be a good part about it. Carrie, what are some of the activities? I mean, is this kind of a free-for-all? Is this truly just like a retreat center, or are there really, is there an organized day and week?
Yeah, no, it's, you know, Amy, it's structured just like summer camp you remember as a kid. We have four activity periods during the day, and we lease a really great camp facility in southwestern Maine that's a camp for teenagers during the rest of the summer. And the kids move out, those kids move out on Thursday, and we move in on Friday. We gay it up on Friday and Saturday. Our campers arrive on Sunday, and we have mountain biking, tennis, we have theater classes, pottery, stained glass, we have a tea dance, we have a 24-hour hot tub on a little hill that overlooks the lake. We have swimming. We do some off-site canoe trips, some off-site rock climbing. We have a great ropes course and climbing wall. Mm. So, and it's, you know, it's structured just like summer camp when you were a kid. You can do as much as you want, or we have people who come in and lay by the lake all week and read a book, so.
Yeah. Now, are you going to get, like, kicked out if you're caught smoking behind a tree or fooling around with somebody or sneaking off the campground? Like, see, these are some of the things that make camp camp, you know?
Well, we're not going to kick you out. We do have some, we do have a few rules just for safety and liability reasons. You can't smoke behind the cabin. We do have a smoker's table planted out in the grass so we don't catch the woods on fire. And that tends to be a very popular place. 3 a.m. There's still people out there laughing and smoking and, solving all the world's problems.
Yeah.
We like to say we are sex positive but not sex focused. I mean, you know, it's a bunch of gay adults running around in the woods. We're not going to say nothing happens. And there's always some titters at breakfast if someone gets walked in on what they thought was a deserted deserted studio the night before. But, you know, we don't, you know, it's sort of a relaxed atmosphere away from the sort of pressure and cruisiness of the bars and that sort of thing. So, you know, we have some rules, but, you know, you're adults. There's no lights out. There's no, we ask you to be respectful of everyone, but there's no lights out. There's no, you have to get up. You have to be here. It's a vacation. You can do whatever you want, pretty much.
Absolutely. And get those mosquito bites in those unusual places, probably.
We had an incident with some poison ivy a couple years ago, which was embarrassing. So,
but
not
memorable.
Me personally, but not me personally.
Okay. So, Clink, now, what? How many people come to camp, and what's the kind of, you know, mostly, is it an equal balance, men and women, and age, and all of that?
Well, we have roughly 200 people every summer, give or take a few. We have a really good balance between men and women. I'd say it's something like 55 men, 45 women. And one comment that we get a lot from campers is that gay men say that they don't frequently have places where they can socialize with lesbians, and vice versa too, with lesbians and gay men. And this is a nice sort of atmosphere for people to make those kinds of friendships. And it's interesting that that's a comment we keep hearing over and over again. As far as age, there's really a wide span. The only stipulation is you have to be at least 18, but the vast majority of our campers are in their 30s and 40s, but we run the gamut from people in their 20s up to, I think our oldest camper is in his 70s.
Now, are there couples who come, or mostly single folks, or both?
Well, it's mostly single, but there certainly are plenty of couples. If I have it right, I think it's like 30% couples, 70% singles, maybe a little bit more. With
those are good odds.
Yeah.
Those are...
We try to accommodate everybody. So.
We should say that the website is campcamp.com. Campcamp.com. And now, when is camp? When is camp this summer, and when's the latest you can register?
Well, camp this year is, we run, we're generally always the third week in August, so this year, first day for campers is Sunday, August 20th, and then we wrap up on Sunday the 27th. Everybody goes home after brunch in the morning. We'd like to say everybody can sign up till August 1st, but we'll take, if we have the space, if we don't fill up, you know, we've had people register the day before, so I think they hem and haw all summer long and then decide at the last minute to get up their nerve and come, so.
Yeah.
And what we will say, Amy, for any of your listeners out there, we'll offer a special discount for camp if you're listening. Check out our website. You can register right there online, pay your deposit right there online. And, if you're listening and you're interested, write this down. If you're, on your registration form, there's a space for a discount code. And if you just write the word radio in there, we will give you $100 off your registration fee.
Wow, that's fantastic. $100 off if you write the word radio. You can check it out at campcamp.com, campcamp.com. And hey, folks, let me tell you, I can imagine, you know, because when you're a kid, you think camp might be scary. And as an adult, maybe it might seem scary, too, to just risk it. But it sounds like it's a safe, fun, positive environment, especially if you're single, to go and get away for some vacationing. Beautiful atmosphere from what I can see on the website. Lots to do, diverse kind of activities that you might not get to do if you live in a rural or in an urban environment. It's kind of some for both. So I want to thank Carrie Riffle and Susan Klinkenbeard for being co-directors of Camp Camp and coming on and talking with me today. And don't forget that code radio for $100 discount if you sign up at campcamp.com. Thanks, folks. Have a great summer at camp.
Thanks, Amy.
All right. Hey, folks, we got to sign off here. I am running out of time, but I do want to thank Kathy Valentine. I want to thank the members of Camp Camp. Check them out at campcamp.com and kathyvalentine.com. Go-Go's coming to the House of Blues June 30th. And congrats to those people who won tickets. Hey, folks, I want to say a special memoriam for the pioneering publisher, Ralph Paul Gernhardt, who co-founded Gay Chicago Magazine 3 decades ago, died of lung cancer. He was 72. He is one of the pioneers, and we thank him for his work. You are listening to Windy City Radio. I'm Amy Matheny. Hey, folks, it's Gay Pride Month. Madonna's coming to town. Tell her to give me a call, will you? Maybe she, Courtney Love, and I can go out. That would be fun. We'll record it for you, and we'll play it next week. Have a good one.
Get this podcast and more great ones like it on the High Performance Podcast Delivery Network from Podshow and Limelight Networks.
Ooh, I love it.